hope they're feeling it too.
Feel it so hard right now.
All right. And on that note,
I was really into it, to be honest.
We're going to do good this time.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Little background information, guys. We are doing Guess Who. We announced it a long time ago. We recorded the episode, but the episode was so bad that the file got corrupted and I had to delete it. And by corrupted, I just listened to it and I was like, this is horse shit. So,
yeah.
This is round two of Guess Who.
Yes.
So
you guys have no idea what was said before.
And you didn't miss much. You did not miss much.
Yeah. God.
It drove me to drink. Dude, I mean, not much takes me, but you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, but I didn't even listen to it. And I already knew it was bad. Like when you sent me the text, I was like, yeah, that makes sense. I didn't even fight it. I get it.
But here we are. We're back, guys. Thank you guys for holding on.
Yeah.
We took a fucking, like, pretty much a whole month off. That's how rattled we were. But we're back.
And also, WrestleMania happened.
That's true.
That was a big old thing we had going on.
April was just a big month for me, honestly. Like, a lot of stuff happened.
Yeah.
But we're trying to avoid this, where we just go off into the tangents. Yep. But it's cool. We're catching up with our fans.
We're saying, hey, guys, what's up?
This is where we've been at. We haven't forgotten you guys.
Yeah.
But guess who? Bernie Mac, Ashton Kutcher, Zoe Saldana.
Woo! Girl.
Yeah.
I love her.
Love her too. Queen.
Oh my goodness. Queen. Just beautiful. Like gorgeous.
She's my space queen.
But she's just my like regular queen.
But yeah. You know, I made the joke in our first recording, and I made the joke in our stupid Easter episode that I actually really like this movie. I actually like this movie. I enjoyed this movie. So
I told you you'd love it.
Kudos to you.
It's a good one.
I enjoyed it. Although I will say this, upon repeat viewings, doesn't quite hold up as well. The cast definitely is the one that carries this movie.
Yeah, I can get you there. I mean,
like Bernie for sure is like he holds.
I mean, it's
the
Bernie.
Together.
Come on now,
it's Bernie. I miss this. Made me miss Bernie. I miss that man.
I know, he was such a good dude.
R.I.P.
Mr. 3000.
Yep. But before we really dive into the movie, this is available on Netflix, so you guys can go check it out after you guys listen to us, or if you want to stop now. Because we are going to get into spoilers, obviously. But this also is a play on the classic Americana film, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, which dealt with the themes of racism and, you know, if a white female brings a black man to dinner to meet the family. This is a play on that. It flips it on its head, and it's actually Zoe Saldana bringing Ashton Kutcher home to meet Bernie Mac. It's a lot. I haven't seen the original.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either.
I just know it's a very important film. And so this kind of is a more lighthearted take on it. But I haven't seen the original again, like I said, but I feel like they kind of do the movie justice because they do kind of tackle those themes and plot
same,
points.
Yeah, same issues,
they,
I feel.
They pretty respectfully. Really well. Like, obviously they make light, like they make jokes. It's a fucking comedy.
Yeah.
But, you know, you still understand that this was handled with care to an extent.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So
it's nice.
Let's get into it, dude. Yeah. The first thing we see is Ashton Kutcher quitting his job.
Yeah. Which I was like, whoa. Because he looked like a big shot. Yeah. It was like in an office suit, all that stuff. But the thing that, you know, was weird is you don't see why. He just does it. And that was literally opening scene, which is pretty cool. I feel like it gives you something to hold on to later to kind of be like, why did he do this?
Yeah, especially since we're asking this, but so is Bernie Mac too once they come to face to face. But yeah, we see Ashton Kutcher quitting his job. But also at the same time, I think Bernie Mac was on the phone and talking about how, or wasn't there some weird, like they did some like kind of cool thing where they showed like the super dope, like, black business-looking guy.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah,
Bernie's
yeah.
Like, this guy's amazing. Like, my daughter's a great choice. So you get the idea of, like, it's going to be this, like,
it's going to be this dude, like, looking like Denzel or something. Yeah. And then it just turns away, and it's Ashton.
Yeah, it's Ashton.
And it's like, wah,
very deflating.
Yeah. Because at first you're like, oh, okay. And then, nope.
Yep. Then, of course, we get introduced to Zoe, and then we get to find out that they're going to go to Zoe's parents' house. He's going to meet
him. Visit the family.
Cool. I will say this. I really did like the elevator scene after Ashton quits and he's just like in his head and he's like in the elevator and he's yelling at the song.
And the security guards are like watching and they're just kind of like, how much you want to bet? Like this dude's going to freak out or like they're just taking bets on how crazy Ashton Kutcher is going to be because he's just panicked right now because he just realized I just quit my job.
Yeah, pretty high. It looked like a pretty high profile job too. Yeah, like you said. Like, yeah, looking like a boss.
Looked like a big shot, big timer. Mm-hmm.
So he's freaking out. Mm-hmm. I remember he even like freaked a lady out because she was gonna get in, and she's like, "Never mind, this dude's like going through it right now. Let's give him his moment."
Yeah. Yep.
And then I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to think of like the timeline of when this came out. Was this like peak Ashton Kutcher?
I feel like it was because he's younger in this one.
Yeah, was it?
This peak, is like, this
or was
is,
it like towards the end, like after Punk, when he kind of started?
I think
simmering down a little bit.
I think this was around like that 70s show time, like because if you look, even in that 70s show later on,
he has that hair.
Yeah,
that's usually what I go by. Like, I
yeah,
know.
And he looked more like, I guess, like more defined in that 70s show at a later point. So I think it was in between settings, but we can always check that.
Yeah, we'll find out that in a second, but. Yeah, I was just curious as to, like, if this was peak Ashton Kutcher, like, with the trucker hats and...
No, because I feel like peak Ashton Kutcher is,
Like, 08? No.
No.
Earlier than that, probably.
What happens in Vegas with Cameron Diaz?
Oh,
it's another
so?
Movie we should probably do, but whatever.
I don't know.
I mean, okay. We'll get into that later. But, yeah, so, with this movie, with Guess Who, so...
2005.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah.
I think that was peak time. That was a good time for him.
Whenever he was dating Demi Moore, I guess that was peak him.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Everybody's talking about him then.
Yeah.
But now he doesn't really act.
Nah, dude, he's like saving the world.
He, yeah, that, I know.
He does like a lot
that.
Of like
It was like sex trafficking?
Sex, like to... No, right? He doesn't do the sex.
No, he doesn't do... No. Sorry, everyone. He does not
he
do
helps
the
prevent
sex.
It. And
yeah,
all that
he's...
Stuff. So shout out Ashton
He's
Kutcher.
A big advocate with that. I saw a like interview or something and
he was like at the Senate.
He was like pissed when he was talking about the issues, which is pretty cool to see.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I'm not just a fucking actor. And I was like, damn.
Good for him.
Yeah. Nice. It was intense.
So we get introduced to Zoe. She's a photographer.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we said this on our first recording, but I really like the chemistry between them two.
They did really well.
It was really
even believable. Throughout the whole movie,
yeah.
They did good. But like you said, the cast held it down, because even when Bernie Mac and Ashton Kutcher meet up, I felt they did really good.
Yep.
They like interacted well of like the hatred,
yeah.
I guess you can say, towards each other.
I feel I'm sure they didn't do this on, I mean, I'm sure they did this on purpose, but I do feel like Ashton could have been a little more aggressive, but I'm sure at the same time it's like, well, no, you can't be, because you're supposed to be scared of like the dad. It's
well, like, that and like, because he's white, like we're not that intense, I don't feel.
I don't know, like, man, you watch the news?
Oh, okay, yeah, that's true. I guess there's... But he was, like... I felt like he was more of a, like...
He was just being very respectful and, like...
Yeah, like, it was a different type. Yeah. Like, he wasn't, like, I'm the shit. He was more just, like...
Yeah.
Because those are the white people that you need to watch out for.
Oh, I usually do.
Yeah. The ones with the mom haircuts and, you know, all that stuff.
All that fun stuff.
You guys know.
Yeah. So then, get introduced to Zoe.
And then...
Does she bring up the fact that... The race thing where she's all...
No, so they're... That's when they're going to meet him.
Yeah.
And I was going to ask you this. I mean, obviously, it's not a big deal, I feel like, here in San Diego. I mean, it's all interracial relationships
well, I feel
half
over,
the
like,
time.
New Jersey, New York either.
But,
should be.
Yeah, that's true. But in this case, if you were Ashton Kutcher and you were dating or about to marry Zoe Saldana and you found out she did not tell her parents that you were white... Or not the race that is them.
Mexican.
Like, yeah, like, or Mexican. Yeah, yeah. What if, but how would you feel? Like, how would you take that?
That's a tough one.
Yeah, because I was thinking about it and I was like, I don't know. Because like,
you want to say like, oh, I don't care. And I'm sure on a level you really wouldn't care because you're like, oh, you know, I love you. But then at the same time, you're like, well, you know, insecurities creep in and you're like, well, why wouldn't you tell? And it could honestly be something as simple as like, well, who fucking cares?
Yeah.
But it is like a weird thing. I think it would really have to depend on the relationship between, you know, you and like the other person. Like it them. Could legitimately where you could just like,
well,
oh, okay. Who cares?
I mean, in a way it seems like if he, cause like you said, Bernie Mac was like, okay with it, but he wasn't.
Oh, he was not.
You know?
Cause once they meet them, Bernie is all about
the cab driver, which is Mike Epps.
Shout out Mike Epps.
Yeah. For the one appearance he does so often.
But dude, he's a savage in it. Cause Bernie Mac's all like, are you making sure my daughter's happy all the time? He's like, shoot, I'd like to.
Yeah.
Like,
well, you know what? That part made me laugh, though, because I'm like, he was totally into Mike Epps.
Yeah.
Mike Epps was being a total douche.
Mike Epps
that
was
That guy
like,
was being a dick. Like, he's pretty much saying, like, I'm trying to get on your daughter.
Right?
Like,
And Bernie Mac is like, I love this shit.
Yeah, he's Let's do this. And then when he just finds out it's Ashton, Ashton's being like nice, he's like, oh. Yeah, and you're like, oh, what? Like, Ashton was being nice. I don't get what's going on here.
Yeah. But yeah, and then the wife too. I really like the wife.
Yeah. Yeah, but she didn't do a lot. I mean,
I guess she was like the foil to Percy Jones.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like she was the only one that could
Percy
like.
Jones.
Well, I mean, Percy Jones just reminds me of like those strong male characters who at the end of the day are just gonna bend to a woman's will because they recognize like
they know at the end of the day if they're trying
they
to
run the house like
yeah
they wear the pants like
but I like that part of it where he was like I'm the man I wear the pants yeah and then all of a sudden he's like okay whatever you want baby yeah. Like, you know what I mean like it was after that it didn't matter it was one of those things where it's like the man looks like the man of the house but in reality you go behind that closed door. And you see the wife is really holding him down.
Yeah.
And he's just kind of like, yeah, all right. And then he just does what she does, but no one knows. Yeah. Everyone thinks
and
it's
he always
not true.
And he always says it's like his idea or it's because of his accord. It's not because he got told.
Nope. Never. He's like, I'm doing this because I wanted to. And then looks at his wife, though, to make sure that when he says that, right? That's okay. Yeah. And then he's like, back at it.
Yeah. And then we also get introduced to the sister. And she actually had like a pretty funny moment where she like walks in and she's like, girl, like, where is he? Like, well, let me check out the boy. And then she looks at Ashton and just like, oh my God.
Like, she's like, are we getting audited?
Yeah.
And first off, I was like, it's kind of late for an audit. Cause at that point, it was like more nighttime when she came over. And I was like, yo, when does somebody get audited at like 8 p.m.?
It was a surprise audit.
Surprise.
Cause they know you can hide the money at the day, but money has to come back out at night.
You know, we all do hate surprise audits.
Yeah. And so then the conflict starts building.
Yeah.
So everybody gets introduced. But obviously Bernie isn't too hyped.
Yeah, but you know what I like though is as it goes on, you find out it's not just because he's white.
Oh,
you know
right.
what I mean? Like at first you're thinking, oh, it's because he's white, he's just being racist. But like, Bernie's not being racist because he finds out.
Well, he lied. Ashton lied because he's all like, I did NASCAR.
Yeah, although, that's what I mean.
I will say this: Bernie was kind of being a dick when he's all like,
oh,
you play any
yeah,
sports?
For sure.
And he's all nah. Even he's like, even after he just told him like, oh, I didn't have a dad.
Yeah, but I hated the comment where he's like, well, real men play sports in my eyes. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I play sports, so it didn't really matter to me. But, like, I felt like, what about for the other people? Yeah. Like, that sucks. My cousins don't play sports. Mm-hmm. I still think they're men.
They're men, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, like he just literally told you, like, oh, my mom's a hard worker because she's a single mom. So I obviously did not quite have a father figure. And I'm not saying, like, you have to have a father figure.
Yeah.
But it's like, yo, bro, like, maybe he just didn't have someone who was there to play catch with, like. Why are you coming at him so tough?
But when you think about it, that's like a traditional dad.
Yeah.
Like, it's a dad protecting his daughter. He's going to be like, I'll make sure. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's a weird obligation to be a dickhole.
Yeah.
As the dad. Like, you got to be a dickhole so that you can, like, gain their respect. And then once you gain it, then they're feeling good.
Yeah, man.
They like it. They're cool.
Coasting.
It's cool, baby.
But, yeah, so Bernie's grilling him. And then he, like, no sports, and he's all, oh, I was, like, a runner. And I was like, oh, you ran track? And he's all,
Or no, he said he raced.
Yeah, he's all, I raced. And he's all, oh, like, track and field? He's all, no, like, NASCAR. And little do we know.
Homeboy.
Percy Jones is, like, a giant NASCAR fan.
Yeah, and I loved it because he said Jeff Gordon. He's like, oh, yeah, you know, I used to race for Jay Gordon, whatever. And then later on you look, and there's a picture of Jeff Gordon and Bernie Mac, or Percy. Yeah. Percy Jones. You know, see a picture down in the basement with them too, which I thought was a really funny touch because you do not expect that. Because he even said it, like Ashton was like, I was thinking of the whitest sport possible and they still messed up. I was thinking he should have said hockey.
For real.
Like hockey, because he looks Canadian. Or
yeah,
something.
He
like,
can
pull it off. Hockey. Like, I played hockey once in my life.
Just straight up lie and be like, you know what? I played a little in like high school, but don't ask me. Like,
yeah, he could have just said anything just to.
Because I thought if someone asked me that, like, you play any sports? I'd be like, ah, you know, I'll do some, like, pickup games here and there, like, soccer or whatever. But
yeah.
I'm not in the league or anything.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, okay.
But see, I think that's where Ashton went wrong. Like, would you lie to the dad of someone you were dating? Because I don't think I could. Like, because if you get caught up in that lie.
Depends on what the lie is.
So what would qualify as a good lie for you?
You see this look right here? That means I can get away with it all.
That looks sneaky, though, man. Do you look at the dad like that too?
Nice side eye.
Yeah, you side eye him. You kind of look in like,
I got a job. But he does explain that he was just trying to impress him.
Yeah, so which you can get.
You understand it.
But see, that was nice though, because he was always having good intentions.
Yeah.
But it wasn't coming out like that to Percy Jones. They were just kind of like, that's what I liked about it though. It wasn't a full on hatred.
Yeah.
It was just like, I feel like paternal. Miscommunication.
It was just like paternal. Just like you said, he's just looking out for his little
dad
baby girl.
Being a dad, and you know,
he's looking out for Zoe. I would do the same thing.
He's trying to impress the dad, so dad'll love him.
Mm-hmm.
But
with a name like Percy Jones, I feel like I think maybe I'm just getting Mr. 3000 confused, but I feel like with a name Percy Jones, he should have had like a furniture store, or like was like a car salesman, because that just sounds like a dope like Percy Jones Auto Shop. Come on down, we got the best deals here in Jersey, or some shit like that. Like,
okay, I can see that. Yeah.
Or was it?
But either like, that, but I mean, even like I picture Mr. 3000, I picture him being like a baseball player or like a sports like,
guy. Yeah, Percy Jones.
Like Percy Jones. Like Percy Jones. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, you think it's
whatever
like,
sports guy
instead of having the NASCAR
say?
Thing, it would show him like winning like a high school championship and stuff.
Yeah, or something. Something. Like I don't know.
That's just a great name.
It was a good name. Solid name. I liked it.
I liked it a lot too. So yeah, and then I guess the real rom-com starts.
No, it was not the real rom-com.
Yeah, no, like
no.
This was about
I already know where you're going with this.
This is about Bernie and Ashton like falling in love with
each other. It's not.
Yeah, it is.
It's about their love. As in Zoe Saldana and Ashton Kutcher, it's about their love blossoming into something else, which involves the family. That's how they grow together.
But they're already in love. Like when you watch a rom com, you're trying to watch the dude, like the two main actors, fall in love, and it's like they're already in love. So you know,
it's no, dude. It was like bros being bros, dude.
Yeah, it's a bromance, bro.
Damn it.
Because it's Ashton.
Honestly, as soon as I said bros being bros, I knew bromance is coming, and I fucked that up.
It is. Ashton trying to get Bernie Mac to fall in love with him.
Well, not fall in love with him.
Well, I mean, love him.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like
it. I mean, it was cute. I liked it. I was like, this is what I signed up for. Just guys being guys. I mean,
guys
they,
being
they
guys,
even pal
dudes
around.
Being dudes.
They're all rough with one another.
Yeah.
At one point in the movie, they're rolling around on the ground. It was cute.
Well, yeah, that's what we do before we record every podcast. I mean, that's just typical dude stuff, you know?
Guy stuff.
Yeah, just typical guy stuff. So.
Yeah.
It'll be awkward when we finally get a guest on and they see us rolling around, but they're going to have to get used to it.
They're going to have to get in on it, dude.
I mean, hey, if any of the boys are coming through, though, hey, we're three boys rolling around, we'll do it.
It's a small room, too, so.
Yeah, well, it'll be really intimate.
Yeah.
Very intimate.
But, yeah, so now we have the true, I guess, okay, I won't, for your sake, because I know you're so sensitive, I won't say the true rom-com.
Okay, I'm not sensitive.
But the true meat of the story.
But on the other hand, you're really hurting my feelings right now.
The true meat of the story, which is obviously Bernie Mac is apprehensive of Ashton is apprehensive of Ashton, and you know Ashton's just trying to impress him.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he has not told Zoe that you know
that he
quit his job.
He quit. Yeah. That was the big thing too. Yeah.
And Bernie just has like a sneaking suspicion that he doesn't have a job or something like that.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. I think at one point he lets out. You need money or something like that?
Yeah, he says something about a loan because Ashton works within, like, stocks and different things, and he needed I forgot what it was called. It was like a... Anyways, it doesn't matter, but he needed 50...
IPO.
IPO, thank you. And he needed, like, $50,000 to get this last IPO, and what that IPO would have done for him is pretty much set him good... until he found another job. So I don't know how IPOs work, but apparently if you put $50,000 into it, you get a lot of money back out.
Sounds like something I need to do.
Yeah. So that's what he was trying to do. And I liked it too because Bernie knew that. Like he knew he needed money, but then Ashton was like, no, I don't need money, but like, I don't know, you got money? You know, like I feel like it's shit that we would have done.
Yeah.
Like naturally just been like, yeah, no, I don't need money. But then you're nodding your head, yes, I need money.
But you got money.
You know, it's like, I need money from how high. But, you know, then that's how he figures out something about the job because he's like, why do you need $50,000? You know, but then again, Ashton Kutcher doesn't say, well, I need it. He just kind of...
You know what another moment I really liked in this movie was and it's a little off topic, but I just remembered it, was when Bernie's like, nah, Ashton's not going to live, like, he's not going to sleep under the same roof as, like, my daughter. So he takes it.
He takes him all the way to the hotel.
And they're like, we're all booked up.
Yep.
And it starts raining.
But remember, he had the room booked?
Yeah, since Thursday.
Yeah, Percy Jones already went ahead of time.
But it was, check-in was at 4.
Yeah, and there was some conference going on.
Some weird, wild country-looking conference.
Yeah, it was a weird conference. They had, like, weird hats on.
Yeah, like a boo.
Yeah, yes. And then I really liked it, because when they left, all the songs were like, Ebony and Ivory, but there was another one that they played before. But I just remember Ebony and Ivory, because that was the last one they kind of drive away to.
Yeah.
And I thought that was pretty good. That was fun. Good touch.
And then, then they spend the night together, right?
Yeah, because,
actually another funny moment.
Because Ashton thinks he's like, oh, I'm going to sleep alone in this basement by myself. And Bernie's like, nah. No, you ain't. You sleeping with me, big dog. Mm-hmm. And then he hops in the bed.
Yeah. And, they have a really beautiful night together.
It was awkward. They're, like, on top of each other.
Yeah.
Eventually, essentially, they're both being awkward in a way, and then they finally go to sleep, over each other.
Imagine being in that situation where you have to sleep with your possibly future father-in-law.
That'd be so weird.
And he's a cuddler.
Oh, I don't...
Like...
I would have just been like, yo, can I sleep? I'll sleep in this basement with you, but give me another bed.
Dude, I started to be like, I'm good on the floor. I got back problems, you know?
Yeah, like something. I'm good. I'll just put a blanket down.
I don't need you groping me.
Nah.
Well, he even puts the pillow, right? He's all just a little barrier.
Yeah, he puts a barrier. But then either way, as the night goes on, you see like both of them on top of each other. Like they're both snuggling with each other.
See, man? And you're telling me the romance isn't between them too. It's between him and Zoe. Come on.
It is between him and Zoe. They wouldn't have met without Zoe.
And
did you see the love between them? That chemistry was off the charts, my man.
Now, an interesting aspect of this movie, or not interesting, I mean, I guess it had to be, but what I did like was fucking Bernie is just as bad in a place as Ashton, because Ashton's lying this whole time because obviously, but Bernie is like also like, I'm gonna look this guy up. And then also, she brought a dope ass guy named Jamal who used to play hoops and almost went professional but blew out his knee.
Yeah,
like,
he made a whole fake story for this.
They're both like on just wrong.
Now, my thing would be is he's sitting here just like lying about the guy, you know, and he knows that he's not that person. Like, if that was me and I found out I just got lied about to look better for him. I feel really bummed out.
Oh, you mean like later on when he finds out?
Yeah, like later
on.
That
Bernie made up a Jamal?
Yeah, that Bernie made up a Jamal. I'd be like, oh, man.
Oh, man. I'd feel so bad. And then I'd be mad, too. I'd be like, bitch, you coming at me like all tough, but you over here like being all sneaky with your snake ass, bro. Like,
yeah.
That was one of the situations where I was like, bro,
Ashton should have said something.
Gone in on that one.
Yeah, but he.
But he did get, they did get like bombarded with even more of the lies coming forward.
Yeah.
That's later on in the movie. We jumped forward a little bit. But. Yeah, what is it? Then they have... Yeah, what do you think about the go-kart scene? I thought it was kind of unnecessary.
No, I thought it was funny.
Oh.
Because it adds to the point of him being in NASCAR. Like,
true.
Percy Jones loving NASCAR. So, essentially, they race. This is when you find out about the money. And he's if you win, I'll give you $50,000. Which I don't think he was going to do anyways.
No.
But,
he did it as a setup, right?
He did it as a setup.
Gotcha, bitch.
And he was like, no. But then they start racing. And I thought it was funny because... It's just like one of those things where you think, okay, Ashton was in NASCAR, so he should be really good at go-karts. And he's driving, he's like, it's all kooky. Which, by the way, I do not get that. Your hands do not shake that much in a go-kart. You should be able to just hold the wheel, and you're fine.
Anytime I'm in a go-kart, I feel like all the other ones are going so much faster than mine, and I don't understand why.
It's because you're fat. I said he was fat.
Yeah, they heard you.
Oh.
These are really good microphones.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm not wiping away a tear. My eye was just itchy.
It's okay. I call Rob fat all the time.
I mean,
yeah, look at him. Ever since he came back from Alaska. Anyways. No, but I totally get what you mean because I'd race my cousins in go-karts and I was the smallest one and I would still lose. And I'd be like, why do I pick
the
shittiest go-kart? And you have all these go-karts.
Yeah, every time. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? Like, this
I felt there was a setup.
I did too.
I felt it was collusion. Mm-hmm. I felt the guy, whoever was working that place, my family paid him off, said, give this guy the shitty one. I wouldn't put it past him.
Especially your mom after that Easter episode.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to do anything with
talking,
my mom now.
Are you guys talking again? Or?
No, she hasn't talked to me. She completely ignores me because she's really pissed off about that Easter
Hopefully this episode. One will make up for it.
I'm hoping, but that means she's got to listen. So she's fed up with us.
And then... Oh, this moment. The fucking dinner with the grandpa.
Oh, man. So
Ashton starts out so... He should have quit while he was
so
ahead.
So here's... This scene, I felt, is very good to bring up because it's, you know, the biggest feature, I guess, of this movie is, like, race. You know, it's mm-hmm. about bringing somebody of a different race into your house and, you know, how that works out or pans out. And the grandpa is from the old times, you know, he's
OG.
He's OG. He's a little racist, but it's one of those things where it's okay, but he wasn't being like,
okay,
not okay, but like he wasn't being hateful. Like he wasn't being hateful. It's just, you know, some of his comments are going to be a little okay.
Not of the times.
Yes. But he says something and it's fine. Everything's fine. But then that's when Ashton mentions his grandma, and the grandma said something about, oh, like her nappy head or something like that.
Yeah, the grandma made like a cute comment about Zoe, and I'm like, I just like her and her nappy head.
And that sets off the grandpa. Grandpa got pissed.
Grandpa was about to beat the shit out of
Ashton. Out of Ashton on
and
that.
Grandma. Doesn't even say like, where your grandma live? I'm gonna go fight this bitch.
Oh, he did. Yeah. He was pissed. And
think about it. What if he went to the grandma's house and was about to square up on her, and then they fell in love?
That'd be a good twist. Like, but how? I don't know how that would happen. You think like he pulls up in his like cane? It takes about 4 hours for him to get to the door.
Nah,
they open the door.
He's probably got that like that old person strength, along with he's just mad. So
fury.
Yeah, he probably just pulls up in his like in his old mobile and just like straight.
So now
like,
what happens though if the grandma took 4 hours because she ain't angry?
Yeah, the grandma doesn't even know what's happening.
She's like,
probably.
My hip's cold right now. Yeah. It was probably in the winter.
Is it raining?
Yeah. Is it raining?
You know, they square up and they like, you know, it'll be like one of those things where it's like they really like slugfest shit. Like grandpa's beating the shit out of grandma. Like they're both bloody.
Well,
they're
like
on the ground. Like she's on top of him, like about to like do the killing blow. And then they just start making love.
Well, it's like you said, dude, they always hate each other and then they fall in love.
See?
So that, dude, that'd be a good
That's
one.
That's the sequel right there.
Guess Who 2, Grandparents Edition.
No, this one was Guess What?
Oh, that's sick.
Just rolled up on you.
Just rolled up. Guess What? And then he's about to punch her and then it just... Love, dude.
Passionate lovemaking.
Oh, God. It's so saggy. So saggy. the dinner. So then Bernie, or Percy Jones...
Starts poking.
Starts Ashton. Egging on Ashton to tell black jokes. And I'll give it to Ashton at first.
He was killing it.
He had good, tasteful jokes. Were not bad at all. Like, I was like, okay. Like...
They walked the line, you know.
They walked the line,
like,
yes.
But it seemed a lot more
but
playful.
But the family was okay with it.
It seemed more playful than hurtful until he drops. I don't even really remember what it is.
It was the one about the job.
Yeah.
But I don't remember.
Interesting theme, considering he's the one that doesn't have the job.
Yeah. Hmm. But I forgot what it was, though. Yeah, but it was something about, like...
Oh, I think it was, like, what are three things a black guy can't get? Something like that.
Oh.
And then,
I think it was. Yeah, see.
And then it ends with him being like, a job, and it's all.
Yeah, the last
one. And
then
one. It's all.
Yeah.
Rapid scratch. Yeah.
Yeah, that was bad. Like, he should have stopped when
he
was ahead.
He fell for Bernie.
But
like,
but Percy
played
but
him.
Bernie played him. I thought, that's what I liked, though, that he played that, like, evil person. You know, like, he was like, but I don't know. It's kind of a mixed message, mixed feelings for me. Because at first I was like, oh, I liked it. But then I was like, oh, that's kind of messed up, dude. Like, why'd you do that to him?
Oh, yeah. It's very manipulative.
Yeah,
I think that's the issue, where, like, you knew he was manipulating him. So
yeah.
It's kind of like, oh, man. Like, if you would have just been like, oh, yeah, keep rattling the jokes off. These are funny. And then it's like, oh.
Yeah.
Those are your jokes? But he knew, like.
He knew one of those jokes that were going to come out.
Was going to be bad.
Were going to be bad.
Yeah.
And he was just waiting on it so he can attack it.
Yep. After dinner, they cuddle up again, and this is probably, like, the worst part of the movie, when Ashton... Bernie Mac is a psycho. Percy Jones is a psycho, because this dude locks him and and Ashton Kutcher in the basement with a padlock.
Oh, yeah.
That's some psycho shit, dog.
Honestly, think about it, dude. You're sleeping with your fiance's dad.
Nah.
Weird sentence already.
Dude, already bad. In the basement.
Already bad. In the basement. And then let's say you wake up.
Yeah,
you go to that door because you gotta pee or something.
Yeah.
And that door's got a padlock on it.
I'm scared.
Right?
I'm high-key scared.
Honestly,
basement.
It was like, it's like Get Out, but the reverse version. I don't know.
Stay in.
Like stay in? Yeah. Like I would have freaked out.
Yeah.
Like he was very calm about it. Like.
Yeah, I think he definitely did not take it into account.
No.
And I'm sure it's because Zoe's like trying to get him out, like to sneak out.
Yeah, because they're trying to have a romantic little side thing.
That was stupid. But
that was stupid? Are you kidding me?
That was stupid.
I will slap you in your face right now.
Shut your mouth. But
hey,
yeah, that pad,
hey.
He's so like, there's a padlock. Oh, that's normal.
Yeah, because that's not normal. That's like, dude, honestly.
That should have started a fight.
If anything.
I would have been like, yo, dog, what is up with this padlock right here? Because.
If anything.
I'm not feeling safe.
Homeboy should have looked around. There could have been a well in there. Mm-hmm. And he's about to put him in there.
Oh, you did just watch that one not that long ago.
Yeah, I love Silence of the Lambs. And then Bernie Mac turns into fucking Buffalo Bill. Yep. Dun, dun, tucks that sack back.
That would have been a twist.
Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me. I'd fuck me so hard.
That would have been a twist.
That would have been a real good twist. Especially Bernie trying to do that Buffalo Bill voice.
Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, Ashton is actually like an FBI agent. He went undercover.
Oh,
and like, to get
damn.
Bernie Mac, because Bernie Mac has actually been a serial killer.
He's fucking Clarice, dude.
Ooh. And then poor Zoe gets played, and it gives you this whole, like, man, there's so many movies in this movie that could have been.
Dude, so much potential to be another movie in this movie that I feel they missed.
And that's why we didn't get Guess What?
Yeah. Or Guess How?
Yeah. Or Guess Why?
Damn.
Yeah.
We'll be here all day, guys.
Yeah, guys. The tangents are never going to stop, guys.
No.
Sorry.
So Alex and Allie, because Alex is a region, like, now has come up and said, we talk too much. So makes sense, though.
We talk too much on our podcast.
Weird. Anyways.
She's going to listen to this.
I just want to get back to the romantic time that they had.
All right. So.
Come on, man. How are you going to tell me that? See, that's where the love is, dude.
Nah, dude, that shit was corny.
You're over
fuck.
Here talking about all this bromance stuff. No, man.
Nah,
they
dude.
Shared a moment in her favorite spot.
I didn't see her spoon, or I didn't see him spoon Zoe. I saw him spoon Bernie all day.
Dude,
they
shared
a moment. They shared
a romantic spot that she would go to all the time.
She took him to, like, a spot that's... that she banged another guy. I'd be mad as hell.
No, that was a kiss. They didn't bang.
Whatever, dude. She, like, don't fucking bring me around your other shit. Like, what if he's there? What if she's there?
Why would that guy be... You really... Now this is another movie. Dude just, like, creepily waiting until Zoe's back at that spot. Oh, I can't wait till she's back.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he... lives there, Zoe knows it, and purposely brings Ashton back.
How?
And it's like a big, like, 14-year
revenge
plan.
Is he a hobo? Is he a hobo? It was like a park. There was no houses around there.
Yes, there was.
No, he was looking out into the houses.
Nah, dude. They
yeah,
were,
that was the
they
view.
They were, like, on a street.
Nah, they ain't on a street. They're on top of something.
No, that was something else. That was later. Remember, first, he's all, standing right here. He's all, this is
oh,
the spot.
Oh, that spot.
This is the spot where I banged a dude. And he's
no.
all, what?
Oh, my God, that was our first kiss.
Whatever. And then he's all, dude, you grab your ass. It got weird. I was like, whoa. She's
yeah,
13,
well, maybe.
Dude.
Yeah, he never knows. That's. I bet you they never had that sex talk, like, when you lose it. And he's trying to figure out that information. Like, did you lose it right here on the sidewalk?
Was it Bucky Bucktooth or whatever the fuck?
Yeah, Bucky. Yeah, Bucky Bucktooth guy.
Yeah. I was just like, come on, let's go.
You're tripping, dude.
And then they go.
That was vital to their love, man.
I thought it was really interesting. So she takes him up to that one spot. And she's like, it's not the top of the world, but it's the closest. And I'm like, all right, calm down.
How sweet is that?
No.
Listen to what you just said.
But Ashton's like, it's a fort. Yeah, this was like a gun placement or whatever. I was like, why are you so fascinated by the fact that this was like a gun placement? Like,
yeah, I don't know.
It was like what information is this to us? Like, are we finding out
just
that
to show he knows things?
I guess. Like,
yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to justify
maybe
it because I want to justify this whole scene.
It was just
it's hard to, though. I don't know.
And then he's all, give me a daughter that looks just like you. I was like, that's a little creepy.
Yeah.
Because I was like, obviously, you're super into her, so, I mean.
It kind of reminded me, this is a different movie, but Sleeping with Other People.
Great
that
movie.
One part where he says, like, oh, I wish I would have met you when you were a kid. It's like, nah. Yeah. That's creepy.
Ill phrasing.
Yeah, don't say it like that, man. Yeah, nah. That's, so at that part,
younger.
At that part, it did kind of get weird. I was like,
When did you say that?
When? What?
Who says that? Jason?
And what?
Sleeping with other people?
No, that was the Dovak. Or is it Dovak? No. What's the dude's name that she hates? Or she's like banging?
Oh.
Alison Breeze.
That fool.
Fuck yeah, him. The guy from Parks and Rec.
He was in Parks and Rec?
Yeah, he's the the one that dates Leslie Knope.
Justin Theroux?
I don't know what his name is.
I'm thinking the dad that she met at the birthday party.
No, not that guy.
Oh, another one?
No, it's
oh, word. Adam Scott. Not Adam Scott.
I don't know.
No, that's his name, actually. Adam Scott.
Maybe. Yeah. I just forget his name. But
we're sorry. I guess we're going to do Sleeping With Other People
soon. We'll
do
Sleeping With Other People soon. This will justify it. That's a solid movie.
We will retroactively
great movie. Make
this. I might delete this.
This episode is not going on again. Yeah. Damn it.
But, yeah, it was just, I don't know. It was just like, it was too.
Okay, I agree with that part. But still, it showed the romance between them two, and it showed how much they loved each other.
But look who he comes back to. At the end of the scene.
He doesn't come back to. They got to go back to the house, man.
But you know what? He could be like, hey, we're already out here. We can get a hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. But no,
because
he's like,
she
I gotta
wants
go back.
To stay
I
got to
go
the...
back to my boy, oh, my Bernie.
Because already Bernie don't like him. So if he finds
but
out
they're
he
building
snuck out.
Relationship.
But if he finds out he snuck out, then he's definitely not going to be able to marry his daughter. And they don't even know at that point that he's trying to get married to his daughter.
Yeah, they're trying to get. Oh, we do find out that they're engaged in that scene. I do remember that.
No, you find out in the beginning.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I remember before they go, they're like, oh, yeah, like, you know, my fiance. Like, they already know that the engagement's on, but he doesn't want to say anything about his job because.
But they were
going to
announce it. They were going to announce it.
They were going to announce it during the vow renewal between the parents, between Percy Jones and.
The wife.
The wife.
Okay. Then, after that fucking trek of a scene. Shit goes off.
Yeah, dude, it goes
real
poppin'.
Quick. And it goes back to the thing that I tell you. It's like the first like 2/3 of the movie is so long, and then the final third is like, oh shit, we forgot. It's kind of like when we do a podcast, where we're like, fuck no.
Yeah, yeah, we're like, how much time you get? You show me that little you show me your wrist and you point at it, and I'm like, oh shit, okay.
We got
all right, and that was it. Okay, guys, enjoy it. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Percy Jones finds out Ashton quit his job.
Yes.
Confronts him. Dude, he doesn't even like think about it. He's just like, I know you don't work at that job anymore. And then he goes like, where's my kid at?
Yeah, quick. He literally just points at him and said, I know you don't work there anymore. Where's my daughter? And I was like, dang.
It wasn't even like, let's give him a second at kind of.
And see that
explained himself.
See, that was one thing. I felt you should have let him, but I get why he didn't, because he already didn't trust him.
Yeah.
He didn't trust him already, and now that he figured that out, he's like, nah, I don't trust him at all.
He's a liar from the jump.
So, okay.
Do you think the NASCAR thing really hurt him? Is that really where this stems from?
I think it started with that.
It's not even that he's white. It's not even that he's
dating his
daughter.
Started with
him. He's like,
because the NASCAR thing the NASCAR thing he knew right away. Yeah. He's like, I know Jeff Gordon.
Do you think
I have
he's
a
like,
picture with Jeff Gordon.
You're just going to disrespect my culture like that?
I think so.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
So.
Daytona 500,
yeah.
Baby.
Daytona
Talladega Nights.
Yeah.
All day.
That's a good movie, though.
Great movie.
Jinx, you owe me a hug. Anyways. So then.
Yeah. So he finds out, and then he fucking confronts Ashton in front of everybody.
Yeah. He doesn't give a shit.
And Zoe's obviously hurt because. That's when Ashton finds out, as we mentioned earlier, that this guy made up a whole other dude.
So, yeah. So, Ashton, this is actually what happened. Ashton goes to kind of confront Percy because Ashton answered the phone, finds out that, Percy lied that his name is Jamal and he used to play whatever. And he tries to confront him, but at the same time, Bernie or Percy confronts him. So, they both confront each other with their problems. And then go straight to the daughter. That's right. I totally forgot about that.
And it's just that Bernie's louder.
Yeah.
He's like, he's got that.
He's got that fury. He's pissed.
Because my ass would have been like, man, fuck you. First and foremost,
yeah,
who the fuck is Jamal?
And you know what? I do hate that just got completely.
Yeah. Like,
just
even Zoe was just like.
The rug went up and they just dusted that up in there.
If I was
no
Zoe,
problem.
Obviously there's bigger issues to deal with the fact that he did not tell me. But at the same time, I'd be like, Dad, what the... A, why are you looking into my mans like that? And B, who the fuck is Jamal? And why haven't I met him? Where are you keeping him?
Yeah. Where's he at?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You got me dating this motherfucker?
But I do like that once everything, all that happens, like, they go into their fight, and he's like, he's been lying. He doesn't work there anymore. And she's like, how are you lying to me? And all they go into their fight, but I love that the wife comes in. And I love it because she's like, dude, yeah, she agrees that Ashton, whatever happened between Ashton and her daughter, that's their thing. But she was like, no, you're acting like a fool right now. Yeah. Like,
because they wouldn't even have the fight necessarily if Bernie Mac respected their relationship. You know, if he would have been like, all right.
If he would have let them talk.
Yeah.
But he was just firing them up. Yep. He was just constantly like, no, are you kidding me? And he just kept.
And then they do the race card where he's all like, I can't say anything to you people. And it's like the classic, like, what do you mean, you people?
Yep. And that just.
And he's all, fuck, dude, I'm always going to be a racist.
Yeah.
Shit.
But I love that the wife I do she gets super pissed.
Oh, yeah. And I actually really did.
Oh, because it was about the vows. There we go.
Oh, yeah. Well, no.
Because that's when Ashton was like, no, fuck this. If I'm going to burn,
yeah,
you about to burn too, motherfucker.
That was one of my favorite parts. Yeah. Where, like, Ashton, like, just played it up. He's all like, yep, tell him.
He got his vows. He got his vows from a book. He didn't even write them for
you. He was doing,
you.
Like, Migo ad-libs. He's all, tell him. From a book. Mama.
Like, dude, that SNL skit, did you see that?
Amigo or Friendos?
Friendos.
Amazing. So Donald Glover is a fucking king right
dude,
now.
Dude, so funny, man. I was dying at that.
But I had, like, Addison and I had a serious conversation where we were like, okay, we just got to really, like, power through and not get distracted too much.
Yeah.
And then Addison was like, the thing is, like, you pick up what I'm putting down and roll with it. And I was like, you do the same thing, dog.
It's every time, man.
And it's just, we can't help it. And you know what?
Every time.
You're already too deep into the episode to stop listening, because I'm sure you want to know how this movie ends.
But you're in there.
Where you're
hook, dude, line, and
you're,
sinker.
You're hanging
man.
Out with us. We didn't ask
you. Yeah, you
no,
chose.
No, please keep
yeah,
listening.
No, but for real though, like, I think, and I appreciate
Thank you
guys
so much for listening.
You guys are all awesome.
Mm-hmm. The best.
But
so wife gets super pissed.
Yeah, and I like it because then the two girls they take off.
And it's funny because Ashton's just loving it because he's all. Whoo, Bernie, Percy Jones, you're out of here. And I thought it was really funny because as she's packing up or like getting ready to leave, Bernie's like, no, girl, babe, hey, get back here, woman. I didn't do nothing. Like, and
I ordered all this shrimp. Yeah. He starts yelling about shrimp.
Yeah, Ashton's like, I hope you like fucking seafood. And shit. Like, he's still egging him on, not realizing that Zoe's getting in the car too.
Yeah.
And then he's
That's right. Yeah, he has no idea.
He's like, oh, we both fucked up. That's right.
Oh,
forgot.
Shit. I'm in trouble as well.
Yep. So the two lovely ladies speed off to the wife's sister's house.
Yep.
And you know, they're having a girls' night.
Yeah, girls' night, doing their thing.
Ashton has this really pathetic moment where he like calls her like 15 times and is leaving voicemails, and it's just like a really flat for me. I was like, this is supposed to be funny.
I thought it was funny.
Nah, dude, I was like, come on, man. Like,
no, it's funny because I don't think anyone would ever do that. So for the fact that he did it, I was like, okay. Because he was like going through anger and sadness and like, hey, you remember that time? And he's like, I'm so sorry I yelled at you. And then he'd be like, I can't believe you right now. And then he, so
I did like when
good.
He's all, I see this picture. It's when you're a little kid. And is that Bucky Beaver or whatever?
Yeah,
and
he rips
it.
Gone.
And, then he's all, you got scotch tape? I thought that was kind of funny.
That was pretty good.
But I was just like, bro, like, why are you blowing her stuff up? Like, no.
Dude, he doesn't know what to do.
I bet
his woman is out of his life, man.
His other half
is gone.
Yeah, but
it's tearing him apart.
Zoe and the mom go to the sister's house.
Yep.
Girls' night. You know,
do their
just
thing.
Ragging on men. Yep. Men are trash. We all know it. And then this is when like the love story really comes full circle, because Bernie and Ashton really get to, you know, connect one on one and really get to be intimate in the sense. You know what I'm saying?
No,
like
they weren't intimate. They played knee football in the living room.
Nightcrawlers. but in all seriousness,
I mean, I get you.
They had the
the
bonding moment.
That's their bonding moment. They get a drink.
Yeah.
Well, they drink at the house.
Yeah. Which Bernie was like, there ain't no alcohol here.
And then he's like, oh, what do you know?
Yeah, he's all, this is a Christian house. And then Ashton's like, yeah, I found it. And he's
instantly
all,
walks
he's
back.
He's all, full of sinners. And I'm like, yeah, that's pretty funny. And then, you know, he takes it. They share a drink. They start talking about football. And then I don't remember what the initial thing was that kind of like broke it. But I mean, they started playing knee football.
I honestly think it was just the drinking.
Yeah.
It loosened up both of them.
Didn't they say something pretty like prominent though? Or at least Bernie like asked him a question. Because I know after the knee football, they go and do the dance and they have the big moment where Bernie
asks. It was about the vows. Right? Like, doesn't he kind of help him with his vows?
I don't know. Bump, bump, bump?
No, not bump, bump, bump. But like, because the dancing, I think the dancing was what set it off.
Yeah.
Because he was like, how'd you learn how to dance like that? And he's like, well, my mom was in a studio and she would teach everybody and I was her partner. So this is how I know.
Yeah, and he was still a dick and he's like, did you quit that job too?
Yeah. He's like, come on, dude.
Come on, that's a stupid question.
This guy's being nice and teaching you that. Yeah. And
the dance you don't want to do, but you're doing for your wife.
Yeah.
Like, cool your jets, bro.
Yeah.
But then Bernie asks him, like, I don't get it. You and Teresa, right? Yeah. So he's like,
oh, yeah, Teresa. Yeah.
You guys are like the opposite. You don't like sports. She loves sports. You're a businessman. She's an artist. She's black. You're white.
And that's when he goes into that, like, beautiful...
Yeah, I actually did, like, that monologue when he's all, well, then. You know, like, she's, like, everything that I'm not. She's my other half. And once you find that other half, like, you find out that...
Yeah.
It was all right.
Yeah, it was cool. Fuck you. I'm not crying. There's something in my eye.
And then,
this place is dusty.
Oh, my God. I fucking hate this guy.
Huh? What's up? Sorry, I couldn't see.
Why are you so emotional for this movie?
Do you get water in your eyes sometimes? Because I don't.
Why are you sweating from your eyes?
No, I'm not.
This movie's really gotten to you.
No.
All right.
Anyways.
This episode sucks, but it's so much better than the
last. Oh, God, yeah. No, that's good. We're good.
We're doing good on time, too.
Nice.
Everybody high five.
Yeah. Woo. Jinx, you owe me another hug. Oh. Boom.
So they have that bonding moment. And then, hey, shout out I guess he was the party planner, but he was also the tailor.
Yeah.
Who, like, they always, like, made him seem gay, or at least Bernie Mac would just homophobically berate him. Which I thought...
Dude was crazy homophobic.
Which I thought I was like, this is a whole other fucking subject that I don't...
Yeah.
That one did not age well.
Yeah, that one was a little rough, but...
It's already a pretty, like, heavy movie if you really think about it.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Now you're throwing this in.
Now you're throwing homophobia in there?
All right, cool. Only because it's Bernie Mac, I guess it goes. I don't know. But he walks into the living room and they're both just like knocked out. Bernie's on the couch. Ashton's on the
because they're
floor.
Drunk.
They're hungover or whatever. They were just rolling around on the floor all day and dancing. Yeah. Wow, that sounds like a great night at Hillcrest. Or North Park. Just sounds like a great night. Yeah. See, I'm telling you, dude, that's the love story right there.
No.
It was a man loving another man and, you know, they were doing the night things.
I'll give you bromance.
They were having drinks together, dude. They like wrestled around on the ground. They went dancing, bro. If that's not a date, I don't know what is.
It wasn't a date. They didn't leave. They stayed at home.
You can have home dates. You know, as the relationship gets older or matures,
and it gets older. It was brand new.
But
maybe
in a past life they were.
Oh my God! Just let it go.
Okay, fine. Catches them, and that's when, you know, they have to face the music.
Yep.
And they got it, because Bernie was like, they'd be home by the morning.
And then they didn't show up.
And they went into the lion's
den. But this is the part that I got sad a little bit.
Why?
Because Percy goes up, they go to the women, you know.
All right, they go into the lion's
den. They're like, we got to get our girls back.
I love that Mac was like, I'm scared, I don't want to.
Yeah. And they finally do it. They get the nerve, but I just didn't like it because he steals Ashton's whole "you're my other half" speech.
Bernie Mac might just be a psycho this whole movie.
Honestly, if you really analyze
the character.
But you know what? He does get caught in a way, because then Ashton starts speaking how Percy would, and they're like, oh, now we know why he knew these words because Ashton said them.
And then, I mean, things get resolved between Bernie, but I didn't expect this. Fucking Zoe and Ashton break up. Full on.
Yeah.
I was like, God damn.
But you know what? I get why he wouldn't tell her. We won't say it now because we'll get into it in a couple minutes, but we don't get how he quit, like why he quit.
Yeah, but
we just know.
It's been a constant question this whole movie.
But the thing is what I guess I was kind of bummed with Ashton in this part is when they're breaking up. He still just doesn't admit why he didn't tell her.
Yeah.
he's still just avoiding the situation. So I give her props on sticking to her guns and just being like, no, like,
yeah,
no, you're not being truthful with me. You're not being honest.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hit you. But did it break my heart? Yeah. Obviously.
This movie really got to you.
It.
I think it's because we've been sitting on it for like a month. So.
True. But just, how did it not get to you? That's my thing.
You know.
You're over here like.
Then it became like a rom-com. Before it was like, oh, two dudes just being dudes. Like
dudes
was,
being dudes.
It was great. Throwing the pigskin around.
But then the romance came in.
Yeah.
Because then it got real. Because I'm telling you, this ending that just. They jam-packed, just, it got real quick.
Really quick.
Super quick.
So yeah, they break up, and then Bernie finds out. Like, Bernie figures out why.
Yeah.
He has a conversation with What's-Her-Face.
With
Zoe.
Teresa.
Yeah, and
dude,
then he finds out.
I loved the way Teresa, like, did that whole scene. Like, Zoe Saldana and the dad just talking in that room. I loved it.
That was dope.
I loved it, man. She had great heart into it.
I will say, I bought into it, but upon a second viewing, I was like, so Bernie's just like 100% into this guy now? Because he's all like, call the fool. Like, come on. How many times did he call you? 33 times. Bitch, come on. Call the guy.
But see, the thing is...
It's like, come on. You just spent the whole movie berating like, this guy.
Yeah, but it takes that thing where, you know, once you accomplish your mission, you realize that wasn't your mission. Hmm. Like, now that he accomplished the mission of breaking them up, he's kind of... It's that thing where he's like, that wasn't right.
Yeah,
like
if they broke up, he hurt her more than
he hurt his daughter. And he realized if they would have broke up, it should have been on their own terms. But they broke up because of my meddling.
Mm.
And I think that's where he is feeling that way. But then she gives into clues of why he got let go or he quit. Like she starts saying clues. She's like, I don't understand why he quit. It doesn't make any sense. Like, he's one of the best in the game. Like, so many people want him. And you find out in the movie, he is one of the best in the game.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait, what is going on? And that's when our boy Percy takes off.
Well, she makes the comment of, like, his boss was always kind of weird, though. Like, he just doesn't seem like a nice man.
True. Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, she drops those comments.
Yeah.
And he picks it up. Like, he picks up what she's putting down, just like how me and you going off on tangents.
And he rolled with it straight to the train station.
Yeah, for real, though, like, because he literally went to the train station. Yeah.
And then, you know, they have that moment where it's like...
Sitting on the bench. Because here's another thing I liked is Ashton never left. He's supposed to leave at, like, 3 p.m. or something.
And yeah, that fool dipped early and
he kept
still there.
Yeah, and he kept missing every single train because he didn't want to leave.
Where's that fool's luggage?
I think he just dipped. He was just... Because... I don't think he ever went back to the house. I think as soon as they broke up, he just left.
That. He didn't have the line where he's all, I'm in Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
So why do people hate Jersey so much?
I don't know. Jersey Shore sounds fantastic.
Like, from what I've seen, it looks great.
It looks awesome.
Nothing but stand-up people.
Yeah.
You know, very responsible.
Of course.
So.
They're very tanned. You know, they're in perfect physique position, mm-hmm. I guess. Like, come on. It's Jersey.
Responsible drinking?
I don't know. It's weird to me, but whatever.
Maybe we have to go, and then we'll go and be like,
maybe we
got to
experience it, and
then
we can.
Get it now.
Ugh. All right. Next podcast taking place in Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Oh, we'll do Jersey Girl. There you go.
Oh, nice.
We're not going to do that, but.
You know. No, but it'd be. That's a good idea. No, not really.
Oh, you don't like that movie?
I don't know. I actually never seen it, so
okay,
I can't
cool.
even say anything.
Ah, cool.
Yeah.
Wow, one that you haven't seen.
I know.
Crazy.
I know.
All right.
But yeah, so if you want to break down.
Fuck. Well, they're the train station. It was a nice scene. You know,
yeah.
You see the lovers quarreling, mm-hmm. like making up. You know, they're.
I think it was a respect.
They're finally like embracing one another. I thought they were going to kiss. Didn't happen.
No,
a little bummed out.
No, it was respect.
But yeah, Bernie figured out, oh, your boss pretty much told you, like, don't marry this black girl.
Mm-hmm.
And Ashton even said, like, not those words exactly.
And yeah.
All, and, he, you know, Bernie pretty much lays it down. He's all, dude, just because, like, some one person is going to be doing that, like, you guys aren't going to be able to make it. If every person who rolls their eyes at you causes you to quit or on anything, then it's not going to work out.
Yeah.
So you got to sack up. Like, he pretty much tells them, like, yo, you, like, if you really love my daughter like that,
you got to deal with it.
It's going to be a tough one.
Yeah.
But. You know, he pretty much just tells him, like, I give you my blessing. Like, you seem like a cool guy.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to sack up because it's going to happen all the time.
And see, I love that because he wasn't saying, like, I get it. I understand why. Like, he wasn't fully just like, you were mistreated. No, he was like, straight up, this is how the world is.
Yeah.
Like, you need to man up because it's the truth. If you're trying to date my daughter,
you got to take those rose-tinted glasses off. And,
exactly. You know. Like, he's going to have to deal with that stuff as it is. Like, they said at one point in the movie, too, they got looks just being together.
Yeah.
But it's like, still, it's going to happen. People are going to be really fucked up. And I think that was a cool way of, like, saying, like, that's how society is. Like, yeah. It's really fucked up, but people get like that just because of an interracial relationship, which makes no sense, but...
Then we get the wedding scene and everything's better.
Yeah. Yeah. They say the vows and he actually does good vows.
He sings.
Oh, no, Percy sings. Yeah, sings. That's right.
He's all like, and woman! Then,
yeah.
Bitch, let me tell you. And for a second, I was like, that wife is just getting pissed right now. Oh, yeah. What's he doing?
But then he started singing. Percy Jones.
Was that actually Bernie Mac's singing voice? I don't think so. Was it?
Yeah, dude.
Bernie got it like that?
It wasn't that good.
I mean, it was better than what I thought he could do.
Yeah, but...
He could hold a tune. I mean, and then you compare it to Ashton who comes out.
But, you know, at some point, they did tune his singing.
They
you
definitely didn't tune Ashton at all.
No, I think they did that on purpose, though.
Yeah. The stupidest shit I saw in this movie was when Ashton shows up and starts singing fucking the actress from Reno 911 and then another one. We're like, it's... What the fuck is his name? The fuck is Ashton Kutcher's character's name?
Oh my goodness.
Whatever, dude.
Yeah, just keep going.
The two ladies they're like, it's Ashton. And it's all, the fuck is out of here, bro.
Yeah.
calm your ass.
Simon.
There you go. They're all, it's Simon. I'm like, chill. Like, calm down. And
but they knew, dude. They knew she was broken up. Like, they could tell Teresa was not okay.
She's a pretty crier.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, that scene to me with the dad, I loved it because I thought she did great, like a great job.
Like she's crying and I'm like, damn, you're still just as beautiful as if you were smiling.
Yep.
Like, fuck you.
I love her. She's in my top.
Oh, yeah?
Top five.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. Okay.
Zoe Saldana's in my top five.
Colombiana? Fucking great movie.
Oh, that's where I really came into love with for me. Like, I really liked her in Guess Who? And then I saw her in Colombiana and I was like, she's in there now. Top five.
Badass.
Yeah, I think she's like my third.
Yeah.
Second or third.
I met her without meeting her at Coachella.
I remember you telling me. I'm so mad about that.
I know. I didn't realize it was her until like they put her on the big screen and I felt stupid. And I was like, that could have been my shot.
That could have been it. You could have been dating Zoe Saldana.
Or at least you could have just like rolled her eyes at me and be like, oh,
yeah, leave you could have touched her hand or something. Anything.
Something. Gotten anything. A high five.
Anything. Yeah.
Anything.
You probably could have got a high five.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'll be like, yeah, dude.
Yeah, like sick. Okay. And then just back to
it. I'm dying.
Yeah. But yeah,
that's the gist of the movie.
Yeah, that's it. And I don't know. I loved the message.
Yeah.
In that movie, just because, like you said, it's on a take of an older movie.
Yeah.
But they put it in that new spin, and I felt during that time it was definitely more frowned upon for like interracial relationships. Not fully, but
yeah, it was still something.
It was still something that was kind of like I like just now being back.
It was now being more accepted, but yeah. It still had like this kind of stigma to it.
Yeah. I just really like that they brought it back and it was cool. Like you said, it was the opposite, the different twist, because I feel like in the original, that's how it's always perceived, is like someone bringing home, you know,
the black
like,
guy.
Where in this case it's the opposite, which is, I thought was a good and like creative taste.
Yeah. Would you recommend this movie?
Look at my face right now. Goddamn well. No, I recommend this movie.
What would you rate this? One out of 10. Actually, you know what? 1 out of 5. So it's like a little.
Yeah. Okay. 1 out of 5. Honestly, I'm like 4.5.
Mm,
okay. Just because to me, I get what you mean. It's not a movie you can keep watching over and over. It was a little rough having to watch it over and over. But just the one time, you just watch it once every so often. Like, before we decided to do this movie, I hadn't watched that movie in a while.
I definitely feel like if I see it on, like it's on TV.
Yeah.
On TV.
Yeah.
Like no one picked it up. It's just playing.
Yeah, it's just there.
On TBS or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll probably tune in for a little and be like, yeah, okay. And
then, to me, that's how I am with it. Yeah. I like it. Yeah.
I give it a 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good number for you,
man. Give it a 4. Maybe 3.5, but it's only because I just saw it today and I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
But
like I said,
but I even told you, like, upon first initial watching, I was like, I like this movie.
Yeah.
Like, so yeah, I give it a 4.
I think it's because, like, again, with all the messages and the meaning behind it, that's why it's only good for that one watch every so often, mm-hmm. rather than like a on and on and on yeah. type thing. Like, if I watched it and I told somebody about it and they're like, oh, cool, you want to watch it? But I just watched it. I'd be like,
I'm good.
Yeah, I think I'm okay. Hit me up in a couple months. You know, like I might peep on
that,
it.
That one friend that only wants to watch that movie.
Yeah. I don't know why they always want to watch that movie, but they always do.
Every time they're like, yeah, come over and watch Guess Who. Maybe watch the game afterwards.
Yeah. Can we just watch the game?
Yeah, come on, Guess Who? It's fun.
Fuck. Do you have Guess How? That'd be a good one.
Or Guess What? The fucking grandpa, grandma.
Oh, yeah.
Sequel. I'm going to start a GoFundMe for that.
Dude, Guess What? And then Guess How? So yeah. Two different genres, really, because Guess How is like super serial killer-esque. Yeah. Those are made up movies, guys.
Yeah, do not look.
Don't look those up.
They are not IMDb.
Yeah, we made those up earlier.
Weren't you listening?
You should be. They should have been.
So, next movie, dude.
Yeah.
It's going to be a kind of a big departure for us.
Yeah.
We're going to... Yeah. We're gonna open up the house arrest up to a
guest.
Another guest.
I'm excited, to be honest.
Three people in the room.
I'm excited.
So we're gonna do it's another Netflix original.
Yep,
right?
Another Netflix original.
So you can find it there. I liked this one better than the when we first met.
Oh, I liked it way better than how we first met.
Yeah, man.
Oh my goodness.
Some people are really like, I know Matt, shout out Matt, you did that really dope Homer drawing for us.
Oh yeah,
super fucking cool. But I know Matt really likes how we first met,
and oh, sorry,
I remember he
Matt.
Was like, I like it. He's all, and then I was like, eh. He's all, yeah, well, we know what your issue is. And I was like,
oh man, was he shooting for me to be the helper on that one? Because you kind of corrupted my mind, but I couldn't help it. I just was not.
It's a very bland movie. Like
it's a rough one, kind of. Anyways, so
happy anniversary. And if you guys listen to just, you know, the normal House Arrest podcast where we talk about pop culture, music, mm-hmm. movies, we just had our good buddy Alex Gallardo on there. She talked Infinity Wars with us. She's coming on for that.
Yep.
So we're going to have a third voice in this bitch. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, it might be beneficial for us, or might it be even worse?
I don't know. Our tangents might just really piss her off and she'll walk out of the room.
Who knows?
So let's hope that doesn't happen. Mm-hmm.
So you guys got about a week to watch Happy Anniversary. It's actually pretty. I already watched it. It's actually pretty good.
I've watched it three times already.
You're weird.
I'm not weird, okay?
I watched it one time and I was like, that's cool.
Nah, dude.
I'm going to write off with that. Maybe I'll refresh it right before we record again, but I was like...
Mm-hmm. See, when I was in Colorado, I watched it with my family, and then I watched it when I got home.
That's it. You did text me when...
I semi-watched it again with Alex, because she was watching it on her break. So that's where kind of I'm at right now.
Okay. Well, you guys got it. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you guys so much.
We are going to try to have our SoundCloud. It's a little tricky situation. We can only have two files on at a time. Mm-hmm. So I think we're just going to dedicate that one strictly to Two Guys in a Chick Flick, just so you guys can have a little easier access to the most recent episodes. Because I know, hey, I'm working with what I got. So
yeah.
I'm sorry if the feed is a little messy. Like, I'm trying to do a lot of things, but, you know, I only have so much.
I appreciate you.
Thank you. But, yes, we are going to dedicate the SoundCloud strictly to this segment of the House Arrest Network. So stay tuned for that. Thank you guys again for listening.
Yep.
And shit. Hopefully you should catch us again next week or in a week or so.
Yeah, we should be good.
Little bit of a tease. After Happy Anniversary, a big old one is coming.
So, monster one. Yeah. So be ready for that.
Yeah. We might actually have to like take another small hiatus. This one will be small, we promise.
Yeah, small hiatus.
Because we really want to do this movie justice. Yes. And we will let you guys know next week after
Happy Anniversary.
All right. So later, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.